This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the centenary celebrations of revered Jain spiritual leader and social reformer Acharya Vidyanand Ji Maharaj in New Delhi today. Mr. Modi will also address the gathering on the occasion. The program will mark the formal commencement of a year-long national tribute being organized by the government in collaboration with Bhagwan Mahavir Ahimsa Bharati Trust to honor the 100th birth anniversary of Acharya Vidyanand Ji Maharaj. India has rejected a ruling issued by the so-called Court of Arbitration on the Kishan Ganga and Ratle hydroelectric projects situated in Indian Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir. In a statement, the External Affairs Ministry dismissed the supplemental award given by the illegal Court of Arbitration purportedly constituted under the Indus Waters Treaty 1960. The ministry said, India has never recognized the legal validity of this court of arbitration, terming its constitution as serious breach of the Indus Waters Treaty. It said, any proceedings before this forum and any decision taken by it is illegal. The ministry said, Indus Waters Treaty has been placed in abeyance by the country after the Pahalgam terrorist attack. The decision was taken in view of Pakistan's support to cross-border terrorism. The ministry stressed that India is no longer bound to perform any of its obligations under the treaty. The External Affairs Ministry said this latest charade at Pakistan's behest is yet another desperate attempt by it to escape accountability for its role as the global epicenter of terrorism. A total of 4,415 Indian nationals have been evacuated so far under Operation Sindhu from conflict zones in Iran and Israel amid the prevailing security situation in West Asia. These included 3,597 from Iran and 818 from Israel in special evacuation flights. The External Affairs Ministry in a statement said 14 Overseas Citizenship of India or OCI card holders, 9 Nepali nationals, 4 Sri Lankan nationals and 1 Iranian spouse of an Indian national were also evacuated from Iran. Bihar has become the first state in the country to launch e-voting facilities through mobile applications in municipal bodies, elections and by polls, which are underway in the state today. Polling is taking place in 6 Nagar Panchayat and 36 different other municipal bodies. Voting in the state began at 7 a.m. will conclude by 5 p.m. For e-voting, voters can cast their votes from 1 p.m. For voting, voters their votes till 1 p.m. from their homes. State Election Commissioner Deepak Prasad called it a historic day.
ये हिस्टोरिकल है एल्डरली पीपल फिजिकली चैलेंज या फिर ऐसे लोग जो बहुत ही असाध्य रोगों से ग्रसित हैं ऐसे लोगों के लिए ये बहुत ही महत्वपूर्ण दिन होगा आज का दिन ये एक नया रेवोल्यूशनरी कदम होगा 50,000 लोगों ने रजिस्टर किया है इसके लिए और ये काफी चूंकि पहली बार थी तो जस्ट एक वीक का प्रोग्राम था रजिस्ट्रेशन का और विद इन ए वीक इतने सारे लोगों ने रजिस्ट्रेशन किए हैं
U.S. President Donald Trump has said that he has put an end to trade talks with Canada and will soon announce a new tariff rate for that country. In a social media post, President Trump said he is ending talks in response to Ottawa's decision to impose egregious digital services tax on American tech firms. The 3% digital services tax by Canada has been a sticking point in its relationship with the U.S. since the law was enacted last year. The IMD has forecast favorable conditions for further advancement of southwest monsoon over rest of the country during the next 2 to 3 days. According to IMD, heavy to very heavy rainfall activity over northwest, central, east and northeast India is expected during the next 7 days. Similar weather conditions will prevail over Gujarat, Kerala, central Maharashtra and Uttarakhand today. The highly anticipated 5-match T20 international series between England women and India women kicks off today at Trent Bridge in Nottingham. The match will begin at 7 p.m. IST. This will be the first time the two sides will face each other in the 20-over format since December 2023. And that is the end of this news bulletin.